And it's just so mind-boggling to me. Well, it isn't. It isn't. Let me just get this. Can I just get something off my chest? I got to say this. Because it bothers me. Every NFL offseason, when there are numerous head coaching vacancies, it bothers me when I don't see clearly qualified coaches in the NFL who are black and who are overlooked for another white dude. It irks me to no end. It bothers the heck out of me. For those that sit back and say, well, no, we're just looking at the right candidate for the job, and we go into it with a clean slate, not thinking about color. It's a load of crap. It really is. You know, my guy Larry Lage at the Associated Press, who I just got done, you know, messaging a minute ago, because, you know, right before I started rolling on today's show, I'm listening to Sheila Ford, who is, you know, of course, a part of the ownership of the Detroit Lions, and Rod Wood, who is the president of the Detroit Lions, and they're talking about the hiring of Dan Campbell and what went into it. And Larry Lage, you know, he asked a question. I forget who he quoted, but he just basically asked, I mean, would you address the lack of black head coaches in the National Football League? Because this has been a topic for far too long. And listening to what Sheila Ford, how she responded to that question just irked me. And she said, quote, I think everyone goes into it colorblind. But you could tell she was kind of walking on eggshells during the question as well, because she says that, and then she goes on to say, and again, I'm paraphrasing here, but she basically goes on to say after making that statement, because that's a direct quote, I think everyone goes into it colorblind. We're just trying to look for the right person for the job. And then she continues and says, but it is something that needs to be addressed. And I'm sitting there saying, really? There are so many contradictions in that response, Sheila Ford. Come on, bruh. You know, you may think, you really may think that you're going into a colorblind, but there is a subconscious level of discrimination that goes through your head when interviewing head coaching candidates and deciding who is the right man for that job. And I can't stress that enough. I address it every offseason around this time when we're talking about the NFL playoffs and teams are getting eliminated and other teams are trying to make moves and making firings and hirings. And most of those hirings that are for a head coaching position in the National Football League go to white men. And you look at Eric Bieniemy. This is a brother who is the offensive coordinator for the Super Bowl winning Kansas City Chiefs. The defending Super Bowl winning Kansas City Chiefs. A team that is known for their offensive efficiency, known for their offensive creativity, known for winning. And he's still sitting there on the sidelines without a hire. Come on, man. Come on. I thought the Lions were going to go in that direction. I really did, but I've learned over time that I have to start tempering my expectations when it comes to especially that topic. we still have such a long way to go. We've come a long way, but we still got a long way to go, man. I don't get it, man. And this whole Rooney Rule, it's just like something you got to do. We got to hit a quota. You know, we got to interview a diverse cabinet of possible head coaches out there. But you really you have these interviews, these quote unquote interviews, but you already got it in your mind. You're not going with a black dude. I just had to get that off my chest. So the Lions go with Dan Campbell. They did hire a black GM, credit there, I guess. They did do that. In Brad Holmes. But the head coaching position, that's the face of the franchise, man. Unless you got, I mean, other than, you know, some superstar of a player being the face of the franchise, I mean, the head coach is one of the faces of the franchise. You don't see the GM every game. I mean, not to discredit Brad Holmes. That's great. I mean, one of the very few black GMs in the game, but it just irks me, man.